train, the location where in Japan I should serve. So I'm still praying for that. So I really appreciate you guys' prayer for especially the location, which church I'm going. So I would like to show my presentation video first, and then I'm going to share my burden afterwards.
The gospel is only good news if it gets there in time. I'm not afraid of failure. I'm afraid of succeeding at things that don't matter. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last.
Hello, my name is Aika Okado. I was born and raised in a Christian family in Japan. From the time I was born, I went to church with my parents and two elder brothers and heard the Bible stories every Sunday. But I was not saved as a child. When I attended youth camp at the age of 13, I recognized that I was such a sinner and that there is no way I could go to heaven the way I was. Then at the camp, my Sunday school teacher told me, Christ died on the cross for my sin. Then I accepted Jesus as my Savior, and I followed the Lord in believer's baptism when I was 14. In 2021, when I came to the U.S. for college, there were two choices, either going to the University of Wisconsin or Baptist College of Ministry. And I thought that the Baptist College was not for me, and I chose the State University to study economics. In my final year, I prayed about my future and what I should do next. And I was 80% sure I would be going back to Japan to work at a company. And I thought it was a natural thing to do after graduation. So I sent some of my things back to Japan, and I was praying about my future still. But God did not answer until 2 weeks before graduation. He gave me Joshua 24:14-15.
If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve.
I realized there was no middle ground. Either I would serve God or serve myself. And I couldn't decide tomorrow, but I would have to decide today, right now. And looking back at my life, I knew I had betrayed Jesus many times. And if I wanted to serve God, I couldn't choose to betray Jesus anymore. Then and there, I chose to serve God full-time. I then enrolled at Baptist College of Ministry. God is patient. He did not give up on me and gave even me another chance. God continued to show me His plan through His word.
And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
God has a purpose for every single event. The reason Esther was brought to the palace was because God wanted to save His people through her. I realized God brought me here to the U.S. to prepare me to share the gospel and everything I learned here with my people in Japan.
And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle?
Through this verse, I sensed that God has a huge burden for Japan, and that He is not pleased that most Japanese people are not going to heaven. I then decided to become a missionary to my country, Japan.
Japan is approximately a 13-hour flight from the United States. The country is spread across four main islands, Hokkaido, Honshu, Shikoku, and Kyushu. Japan's population is estimated to be 120 million, with 20% living in the cities of Tokyo and Osaka. Because of Japan's four distinct seasons, people can enjoy beautiful scenery such as cherry blossoms, lush green mountains, autumn leaves, and snowy landscapes. Despite its natural beauty, Japan is characterized spiritually by darkness and depression. Currently, 99% of the population is non-Christian. Only 1% believe in the one true God, and of those, only 0.1% are Baptist. Japan has three major religions: Buddhism, Shintoism, and a combination of both. The religions are polytheistic, meaning that there are many gods to be worshipped, such as the sun, moon, mountains, and statues, as well as dead ancestors. Many people practice the customs of both Buddhism and Shintoism as a matter of culture and tradition, but few identify themselves as truly being religious. A significant number identify as non-religious or atheistic, even while practicing some of the religious customs. Because strong cult movements have caused serious unrest at times, many do not like to identify themselves with any formal religion. As a whole, the Japanese are lost, with no hope. The people struggle with depression and loneliness and seek to find satisfaction from worldly things or dead religions. Tragically, their seeking is in vain. They need to know Jesus, who is the one true God and the only way to salvation, satisfaction, and peace. Jesus is the answer for the Japanese people. Aika plans to translate and produce soul-winning materials and then introduce the materials to the Japanese believers. These resources are limited in Japan, and most believers do not know how to witness. In order to share the gospel, it is important that believers know God's word and know how to introduce him to others through his word while depending on the Holy Spirit. Many believers have been brought to the Lord through the obedience of someone else. Aika desires that Japanese believers experience this same joy in learning how to share the gospel with the lost. Discipleship is key for multiplication and gospel advance. Studying the Bible with new believers is essential. As baby Christians, they desperately need to be fed God's word, and they need someone to guide them so they can grow as well as learn how to share the gospel with others immediately. The purpose of Aika's discipleship efforts will be to equip believers to become spiritual leaders that can teach others. According to God's word, every believer is a minister. Every member of the church is part of the body of Christ and vital to the local church ministry. Aika would like to have deep Bible study times for the purpose of leading others to discover what God says in his word, encourage one another, commit to acts of obedience, prayer, and service together. Through these Bible study groups, all members will have ministry opportunities and godly accountability in their daily lives. God has given Aika a specific burden for children and teens. Children are very easily influenced, with their hearts open to the gospel. Teens are at crossroads in life when they must choose between God's way or the world's way. Aika looks forward to telling children about Jesus and counseling teens for the purpose of pointing them to Jesus. Children and teens also open doors to reaching entire families in the community through connections to their siblings, parents, and grandparents, as well as their friends. Seeing children and young people saved expands ministry opportunities to ultimately reach all ages. Aika would also like to be involved in any church planning opportunity that God wants for her to do alongside of other team members and church leaders. Pray for the country of Japan, that God would continue to send laborers to this dark and needy country. Pray that God would open the eyes of the Japanese people to the gospel, that they might understand the reality of the person of Jesus Christ, at whose name every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
So Japan is known that pretty like wealthy and developed country, but their hearts are really empty and they are really poor in their heart because they do not have hope in the true purpose of their life because they do not know Jesus. And like it's mentioned in the video, there is only 1% Christianity in Japan, And the Baptist is 0.1%. And after the World War II, America sent many missionaries to Japan. And actually, my grandparents of my dad's side got saved through them. And both my mom and my dad got saved through American missionaries. So thank you for sending missionaries to all over the world. And you're seeing me now as one of the fruits. So if you guys are not sending missionaries to all over the world, I'm not here today. So I'm so thankful for that. And I'd like to share some burdens as God hasn't given me some burdens. And the first is soul winning. And I believe that it is responsibility for all believers to tell the gospel because Jesus commanded it. And whenever I go to the university for the soul winning opportunity, it is really encouraging to see that there is at least one person who is really open to the gospel and they're really ready to hear the gospel, because the Bible said, Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So I do not have power, but God's word has power. And whenever I tell God's word to them, they're really opened and they want to have a Bible study with us. And we have answer in the Bible. So it's really encouraging to see them. They're really open. And I feel like nowadays, people are really seeking the truth and they're really open more and more. So it's really neat to see that. So God gave me a burden to translate the soul winning material and as well as like the tracts. And I put the tract on my table display so you can come by if you want. And I'm really excited that these would be used to help introduce who our God is to the lost. And the second is discipleship. And God clearly told me that it is possible in Him that the gospel is reached to all entire population in this world through discipleship. And there is almost no like discipleship and equipping to the next generation in Japan. So I think that's one of the reasons still we have only 1% Christianity in Japan, because we don't equip to the next generation, even though 80 years passed after the World War II when many American missionaries came and told the gospel, but still we only have 1% Christian. So I would like to show the video about discipleship, which really encouraged me. So hopefully it encourages you guys.
Would you rather be given $1 million or one penny doubled every day for 30 days? You remember this question from math class, right? This is when we all learned the power of compound interest and exponential growth. At the end of 30 days, that doubled penny becomes just over $5 million. Turns out, the same concept applies to missions. Imagine you filled a football stadium with 100,000 people for a gospel outreach event, and 20% of them came to know Christ. That day, 20,000 people would come into the kingdom. If you did that every day for a year, over 7 million people would come to faith. That sounds pretty great, right? Here's the question though. If you kept that pace of 7 million people each year, how long would it take to reach the world's population of 8 billion people? Over 1,000 years. 1,095 to be exact. A 100,000 person outreach event every day for 1,000 years? From a pure numbers standpoint, mass evangelism will not reach the world for Christ in our lifetime. What about a different strategy inspired by that original math problem? Instead of preaching to 100,000 people every day, suppose you made one disciple each year, focused on their development, and equipped them to make their own new disciple every year. At the end of the first year, you would have two followers of Jesus, you and your disciple. At the end of the second year, you would have four, 8 the third year, 16 the fourth, and so on, 32, 64, 128. How many years would it take to disciple the world using this strategy? 34 years. Do the math. Something profound happens when we take a multiplication mindset. In the Great Commission, Jesus tells us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He continues by instructing us to teach those disciples to obey everything he commanded us. What was his final command? Go and make disciples. So our role is to make disciples that obey the command to make disciples that obey the command to make disciples. We're to go to all nations and make disciple-making disciples. That's multiplication. Reach the few in order to reach the many. What if you didn't feel the burden to preach to an entire village or city or country, but instead were faithful to the simple multiplication principles of the Great Commission? The entire world could be discipled in our generation if we started with just one. What about you? How might God want you to be involved in making disciples that make disciples and seeing movements of Jesus among every tribe, tongue, people, and nation? Would you rather fill a stadium every day for the next 1,000 years or commit to making one disciple this year? Let's do this together until all have heard, starting with discipling one. So, who's your one?
Hope you like it, this video. So how many years would it take to disciple this world? 34 years? So it's possible to see disciple the world in our lifetime, and it is really encouraging. The fact, because it's multiplication instead of addition. And the 2 Timothy 2:2 said, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." So I would like to help equip believers to become spiritual leaders who can teach others also. And now I have one disciple, and she was in a video actually, and she was 82 years old. But I believe that God used anybody, and I believe that she is making a disciple, her disciple soon. And I'm not just discipling her, but I'm discipling her so that she can make her disciples. So it's really encouraging to keep in mind that. And also I have a burden to translate the discipleship material, which is on my table as well. And because we do not have like that material, and like I said, there is almost no discipleship in Japan, and I've never experienced when I was in Japan. So I would like to translate that material so that they can have a wonderful relationship with the Savior. And lastly, God has given me a specific burden for children and teens, and God told me that it is really important to sow the seed to kids as their heart is really opened to the gospel. And when I was in Japan, I saw many adult visitors who came to my church, went to the Christian school or Christian kindergarten or even Sunday school when they are little, and they came back later when they get to adult. So we might not see the fruits right away, but they might be coming back later someday. So in Japan, in middle school, I think most kids are joining in the school club, and that school club has an activity on every Sunday, so which means they stop coming to church when they get to the middle school. So I would like to have a counseling for them for the purpose of pointing them to Jesus, and because they need Jesus, and it's really huge important age for teens, whether they are going to the world or going to God's way. So I really appreciate your prayer for people in Japan who now come to Christ, and more laborers will be sent to Japan, and also encouragement for believers so they can tell the gospel and make the disciples and join the Great Commission. So thank you so much for your prayer. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask. Do you have any? So I'm still praying for the location where I'm going, including my parents' church. But I feel like God hasn't answered the location yet. So I really appreciate your prayer for that. That would be the huge prayer request.
The animosity that you feel in terms of from Japan, from the different cultures around it, I just see reports of China being upset with Japan and things. How much has the last 80 years and those wars and things like that impacted the mindset there in Japan?
What kind of case of that? Did you say?
Yeah. Do you sense that there are? Is there? Is like, does Japan get along well with Korea and China, or is there tension there and that type of thing in those relationships?
I think young people are pretty open to the China and Korean, but probably old people are not that good relationship with them. And also recently the politics with China is not that good, so there might be tension between especially China and Japan. Yeah. Yes.
How open is Japan to having missionaries come in? I know some countries are definitely secret.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
So it's really open, and we can even say I'm a missionary to Japan. So yeah, they're open and free our religion. But the main religion is Buddhism and Shintoism, or either non-religious. So they're open, but they don't hear the gospel that much. Yes.
Are people open to having a conversation. So
the thing is, there's many cults in Japan, and I think, for example, if you go door knocking, it doesn't work, maybe 99%, because Jehovah's Witness are doing the door knocking always. So they're pretty much closed for any religion because they don't want to be in the cults movement. And so they misunderstood Christianity and between Christianity and other cults movement. So it's pretty hard to tell the gospel for the first time. So I think the best way to tell the gospel is having a relationship first, and then after that, I think I could tell about the Bible to them. Yes. Yes, I came here 4 years ago. Yes, and I just graduated from University of Wisconsin last year, and then came to the Baptist College of Ministry last fall.
We have a missionary, the Riffles, to Japan, and you probably know them, but it seems like in their ministry that it's easier to reach children and women, and the husbands are the ones who are the hardest to get to come to church. Is that something that you seem to be true in your experience there?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I agree with that. Because children, so church has many programs for kids, so it's pretty easy to come. And as I mentioned, they're pretty open to the Bible. And also, mom can relate it to kids. And also a program for like moms and ladies Bible study, but for dad or husband, it's pretty hard to come. Yeah. Yes. Yes, so they have a club activity pretty much every day, weekdays and even Saturday, Sunday, so it's pretty busy. So I feel like I should be flexible to their schedule, and as long as they're free, I can go to their house or even come to church and having a Bible study or counseling or even just talking. That would be, helpful. At my Baptist Cultural Ministry?
Yes.
Other missionary, the missionary going back to Japan?
Yes.
I know one person. Yeah. Yes. Well, of course, the language is really huge, and Japanese is pretty hard because we have three characters, so it's pretty hard to read. But speaking is not that hard, so it might be easy to learn even for Americans. But the huge thing is, I think, culture, and there's many cultural difference, which I cannot explain well in like my words, but definitely I was born and raised in Japan, so I think I know better about Japan.
Thank you very much, Aika, for sharing this with us, that burden. And that really is, I mean, sometimes I know that there's a need there in Japan, aware of that, but to see that aspect of 99%, and that's just, we're including everyone who claims to be a Christian in that. What a burden that is, and feel like, appreciate the emphasis there upon. Sometimes we can be overwhelmed by the need, but there's an aspect that all God wants us to do is just be obedient to what he sets right in front of us. And if we'll do that, God can use that to accomplish far greater than we can imagine. But there's an element that I think we ought to be moved by that need. And if we see a need, what should be our first response? If you see a large harvest, according to Jesus Christ, what should be our great response to that? He said, "If see the harvest, pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth." So that's step number one, even before the going aspect of things. It is for us to see that need, we have to be touched by that need so that we are willing to pray and call out to the Lord and say, "God, there is way too many," almost non-existent in terms of the outreach. And yet, you say, there's we have missionaries there, and to some, I mean, we support a few, and we praise the Lord for that, and yet they have a very difficult, and it's a long road to build those relationships and to introduce, and so it's kind of a neat aspect where they are, as the longer they're there, the longer they have, they now have the knowledge of the culture and the language and the people. God begins to do even more through their lives and things. So it is something that is, God wants us to make that full commitment. You say, but we need to pray for them and pray that God, they would see breakthroughs and salvations and even whole families that would come so they can build the foundation of churches and things there. So we have much work to do in regards to prayer. So for, I may have time to share a little bit of a devotional before we close, but I would like us to have a time to share some prayer requests and praises, because I know that there's some significant needs. So, yes. Absolutely. Yes. So let's be in prayer for Jamie. She's actually in Pittsburgh dealing with some symptoms there of shortness of breath and pain in her arm and chest, so pray the Lord will meet that need. So that's something ongoing even as we speak, so let's pray for that. And yes, Becky? Okay. Okay, wow. So there's fires back in, this is Meeker, Colorado. Okay. So pray for that town. There's some ongoing fires there. Yes, Cherish? Hmm. Okay. So let's pray for Cherish's aunt that's being impacted by the smoke from that fire and setting off some symptoms. Yeah, I don't quite think of that reality of things, so thank you for letting us know about that. So, all right. Anyone else? Yes, Deanne? Oh. Hmm. Okay. Wow. All right. So we'll pray for Deanne, and thank you for that kind word. And so we'll continue to pray for as she takes another step in the recovery process, and that God will give her strength in that regard. So should we pray for you guys this week? Alan and Sandy, I'm going to put you on the spot here. So this Friday, so there's a surgery on Sandy's knee that then, so making it all the way to that point, so let's pray for them as well this week. So, yes, oh, Joyce. Hmm. Hmm. Anyway, Dr. Raven used some medicine that might increase that fluid, and it's not going to have to have kidney disease, which we don't put adults under that. Hmm. Okay. Ooh. Okay. Thank you for the update on Michael and the ears, and that sounds like that's quite a complicated situation there, so pray for his hearing to be restored and healing there in his ears. So thank you for that update. All right, yes, Kristen? Yes. Okay, yes, I know. Pray for hand, foot, and mouth the disease. We have several that I think Christopher has had it, so I'm pretty sure that they would appreciate us praying for cobra gnats in regards to that. So the Lord will restore them and also protect others and keep them from it. Yes, Cherish? Okay. Okay, all right. So let's pray for Cherish. It's having some issue with her jaw. And so let's see a specialist that gives some wisdom there as to what to do next. So. Yes, Becky? Okay. Absolutely. All right. So let's pray for Becky. Lord will sustain her, and just with this medication, Lord will meet your needs. So, yes. Okay. Okay. Okay, yes, let's continue to pray for Jerry, and he's still in the hospital. Okay. All right, so let's pray for Jerry in the hospital and Joplin. Meet that need. Pray for the Starks. James's dad is having congestive heart failure, Brother Wayne. And so he's been here many of times, and we appreciate prayer for him. I think he's they're hoping to do something. He's in AFib right now, so they should be able to give him something that's going to help him tomorrow to get out of that. So be in prayer for Brother Wayne as he's recovering in Kansas City. So, all right. Any others to add to these? Yes. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for giving us an update on that, too. So, yeah, they've been going through a lot in their family. So, James's aunt up here visiting had a stroke. So, let's pray for, I think she was able to return out of the hospital, at least from what I understand. But, yeah, they're needing to figure out what to do next. So, all right. These are some a lot of burdens here. Anyone else carrying a burden would like others to share on that? Prayer request for other or praise. All right. Yes, sir, Tom.
I do want to pray for talking about her. HT, her son, 19, 23.
Oh, my.
They were found guilty of moving across and didn't find him at all. He just needs prayer.
Okay. All right, yeah. All right, we're praying for Tom's grandkids and HT in particular. God's using this particular situation that really would wake you up there with hitting somebody on a road, so we'll pray that God uses that to open his eyes. So, okay. All right, unless there's any else to add to these, we're right up at the top. Oh, yes. Okay, yes. All right, excellent. Yes, so it is good to see Alex and Mary here, and what a blessing that is. They came a long way to be here. And let's also pray for Ika, too. Thank you for reminding us of that. She takes off Monday and goes back to Wisconsin, so got a long trip ahead of her. So. All right, very good. All right, we'll go ahead and close our service with just a word of prayer, and we'll dismiss a few minutes early. And we'll... Dear Father,